Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, February 11th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here are tonight's top stories.
Tonight, a veteran analyst says he was never scared throughout the Cold War, but he is now. Then, the Senate finally acknowledges the danger of hackable cars. And yeah, when I see this thing, I want to kick it too. Will DARPA let loose the dogs of war? All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
You might want to make sure those passports are all up to date, because for your freedom, the TSA has just announced that they're going to be needing you to show your papers, please, in order to do any domestic travel. Now, this was quietly announced over the Christmas season by the TSA. They say by 2016, all domestic air travel will require either a traditional passport or a federally compliant ID card called Real ID. State driver's licenses will no longer allow Americans access to domestic flights as they do right now. Now, Real ID is basically an internal passport, and this refers to any identity document that people have to produce in order to move about from place to place within national borders. And this is going to allow the government to monitor the movement of its citizens. Of course, they can grant or deny access to this ID. I already know of people who aren't able to update their current ID because they owe the state money. So imagine what they'll do with this form of control with this new form of Real ID. You'll be not denied the ability to even fly domestically, let alone get a passport to fly internationally. Now, of course, we know in the past governments have used these type of IDs to regulate economic opportunities. They can isolate undesirables for political reasons, like they did, of course, to the Jews. They separated whole categories of people, and they can intimidate and command obedience with denying you the right to travel. And your state-issued IDs will no longer be a viable option by 2016 unless they conform to these federal standards that are going to be set in place. But this article points out that many states are not going to have the financial means nor the desire to comply with these federal regulations. So basically, you have at least another year to go ahead and escape this country before it requires a national ID to move about. Now, it's kind of right on time because we are seeing some reports now of a new robot that was designed for the U.S. Army. It was developed by Boston Dynamics, which, of course, was just bought out by Google. And this is the little brother of Big Dog. So it's basically a little Big Dog. There wasn't any description. His name is Spot. But there wasn't any description or media coverage of this smaller version. So no real indication of what this is for. But Paul Joseph Watson points out that the robot fits the criteria of a 2008 Pentagon request for the development of a system that would enable a team of robots to search for and detect human presence in an indoor environment. The proposal called for the development of robots to search for and detect a non-cooperative human subject during pursuit and evasion scenarios. These robots would have to have the ability to intelligently and autonomously search. The new scientist's Paul Mark responded to this story, and he asks, how long before we see a pack of droids just chasing down pesky demonstrators with paralyzing weapons, or could these packs even be lethally armed? And Steve Wright, who is an expert on police and military technologies from Leeds Metropolitan University, he warned that, of course, such robots will eventually be armed. The giveaway here is the phrase, a non-cooperative human subject. So that's absolutely frightening. Of course, we reported here last year during South by Southwest, there was an agency that was giving a display of a taser drone, and they actually used this drone to taser a volunteer out at South by Southwest, and they were only doing it merely to raise awareness of the fact that drones could potentially be lethally armed, but they did say that they actually got some interest from law enforcement. They were kind of going, wow, weaponized drones, interesting. So where can we get our hands on these? But one of the places that you're not going to want to escape to is the UK, because that country is completely, it's so far gone. We're telling Paul Joseph Watson to get out of there. But here we've got a story. A grandfather could be exhumed after his burial location offends Muslims. This was after more than 400 people showed up to pay their respects to 89-year-old Shadrach Smith. He was buried on January 30th. Then the family were told that Smith's grave may have to be moved after a Muslim family who owned a plot next to the burial site complained that the man was a non-believer. Mr. Smith was a Romani gypsy. Now, the Muslim family is demanding that Smith's body be moved, and the local council is going to be meeting tomorrow to make a final decision on that matter. And the family were also asked if their third plot could be used to plant a hedge, and the hedge would separate it from the plot that is owned by the Muslim family. This is despite the fact that the family already paid £2,500 for three plots in a multi-faith cemetery. So this is a public, non-denominational cemetery, but this council is bending over backwards so as not to appear politically incorrect. And this is what's happening all over the UK. Paul Joseph Watson also just reported how many white children were being abducted and raped by a lot of Muslims there in this community, but it was being overlooked entirely by the news because the news did not want to appear anti-Muslim. That is a really controversial video. You definitely want to go check that one out. It's up on Infowars.com. But here's another thing, ridiculous thing that's going on in the UK. These are kids at a primary school. They were banned from touching and even looking at snow due to its distracting and unsafe nature. This was after less than a centimeter of snow fell to the ground. A class of 8 and 9-year-olds were ordered in for the rest of the day, and then they were accused of allowing the snow to distract them. And this prompted a teacher to close the blinds and ban the class from looking outside. I mean, when I saw snow at that age, that was just like the most amazing thing. School administrators defended this decision. They called the snow a safety issue and argued that the ban was in line with school policy. So, of course, you know, we have the UK there was screening young children to find out if they were potential terror suspects. Of course, we've seen them banning sports because they were dangerous. We jokingly said, like, let's make mandatory walking helmets for everyone. But this is just policy that is, we're kind of seeing going spread across the globe, cracking down on normal childhood behavior. Now your children aren't even allowed to walk outside. But one of the mothers of this 9-year-old student said, "Bah humbug, Stalham Academy, because whilst you were containing our children in artificially lit classrooms, the majority of the other schools were having snowmen building competitions and science experiments on snowflakes." So instead of teaching the kids about science and nature, they want to teach the students about tyranny and to respect authority of the state. But of course, we're just conspiracy theorists for telling you about this kind of thing, just like the mainstream media really wanted to make fun of us and call us conspiracy theorists for daring to say that Michael Hastings' car was hacked when it slammed into a tree right as he announced he was working on a really big story. In fact, we had a lot of people comment in the YouTube section there on Joe Biggs' latest upload where he's talking about the possibility of the vulnerability of the progressive snapshot being able to be attacked by hackers. And a lot of people were saying, that's impossible. That's completely impossible. Well, who is laughing now? Because here is a scathing Senate report that is slamming automakers for leaving cars vulnerable to hackers. Okay, this is everywhere now. This is mainstream media news. We've reported on it. Now they're forced to put it out there. This was Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey, and he was demanding some answers on the car hacking question. And this is in a report that was published Monday. His office revealed that all the answers he received from a letter he sent to 20 automakers, this was more than a year ago, and he quizzed them on their cars and trucks' security and privacy measures. And here are just a few of the report's findings. They found that nearly 100% of vehicles on the market today include some sort of wireless connection that could potentially be used by hackers to gain access to sensitive systems or compromise privacy, This includes Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and cellular signals. Only 7 of the companies said that they use a third party to check their vehicle's security. And then when asked if their vehicles monitored the network of digitally controlled components in the car to check for any malicious activity, half of the automakers just failed to respond. Many claimed that the answer was confidential. 2 admitted they didn't currently have any monitoring features, and only 2 automakers said that they had measures to safely slow down or stop a car that had become the victim of a hacker intrusion. So here we have an automaker admitting that it is possible. Only 2 of them have already taken the precautions to be able to help you slow down or stop your car if it's compromised. But how do you get in touch with the automaker if your brakes are compromised or your steering has been compromised? I mean, granted, yeah, you can have your OnStar, but are they going to be able to help you gain control of your car that quickly? We've seen even the State Department and getting hacked into, and it takes them an entire day to get control of their Twitter account. So here they're saying, it's fine. We've got measures in place to go ahead and get you back control of your car if it's been hacked. That obviously didn't help Michael Hastings. Now, they also say that an overwhelming majority of modern car makers collect and store the driving history information, such as a car's physical location, and about half of the companies said that they transmit that data to a third party's server. They didn't really have any answers concerning how they protect the privacy of that data as it is transferred over to a third party. So here we go. We were just huge conspiracy theorists for telling you all of that. Now, another thing we're always talking about here is this net neutrality. And you always want to be worried when you see the president come out and say, no, we definitely need to keep an open and free internet. It's very, very important. And then the FCC chairman makes an about face, and he too, all of a sudden, agrees and supports net neutrality. Net neutrality is anything but neutral. It is just more Orwellian doublespeak, kind of like the Patriot Act or the Affordable Care Act. Net neutrality is not neutral. This is according to one of 2 Republican FCC commissioners. He says President Barack Obama's secret 332-page net neutrality document is a scheme for federal micromanaging of the internet. It's going to extract billions in new taxes from consumers, and again, it will enforce the progressives' idea of honest, equitable, and balanced content fairness. Now, that sounds like a good thing. You say, of course, we want content fairness, but we already see exactly how that fairness doctrine plays out. You can see how the mainstream media was hijacked after the fairness doctrine was implemented in 1949. But he also released a statement saying that President Obama's plan marks a monumental shift toward government control of the internet. It gives the FCC the power to micromanage virtually every aspect of how the internet works. The plan explicitly opens the door to billions of dollars in new taxes on broadband, and these new taxes will mean higher prices for consumers and more hidden fees that they will have to pay. Obviously, saddling small independent businesses and entrepreneurs are going to have heavy-handed regulations, and that can push people out of the market. But of course, that is all by design. That is the plan. He says it's no accident. Title II was designed to regulate a monopoly. And of course, once again, we have the FCC is being given control of the entire internet, yet no one is allowed to get access to this 332-page document that is going to be set forth to rule us all. We just have to pass it to find out what's in it. Ugh, don't you love that? But here's another thing that the mainstream media is, you know, they're anything but fair when it comes to vaccines. So talk about the fairness doctrine. But this is another story that was completely blacked out. Italian courts rule vaccines cause autism. This was on September 23rd, 2014. An Italian court in Milan awarded compensation to a boy for vaccine-induced autism. They said a childhood vaccine against 6 childhood diseases caused the boy's permanent autism and brain damage. The Italian infant plaintiff received 3 doses of GlaxoSmithKline's Infanrix Hexa, which is a hexavalent vaccine administered in the first year of life. The vaccine protects children from polio, diphtheria, tetanus, hep B, pertussis, and Haemophilus influenza type B. And in addition to these antigens, of course, the vaccine contains thimerosal, aluminum, and other toxic ingredients. And they said the child regressed into autism shortly after receiving these three doses. Now, the Italian courts were looking at expert medical testimony, and they included that this child more than likely suffered autism and brain damage because of the neurotoxic mercury, the aluminum, and they said he had a particular susceptibility due to a genetic mutation. But if you don't know your child has this genetic mutation, you're going to go and give him all the shots that the doctors have ordered. But the court also noted that the Infanrix Hexa contained thimerosal. That's banned in Italy because of its neurotoxicity. And they said that this particular vaccine had it in concentrations that were greatly exceeding the maximum recommended levels for infants who weigh only a few pounds. So here again, we have other countries banning things that are completely safe for the United States. And in fact, you're a conspiracy theorist and an anti-vaxxer if you dare concern yourself with something that could give your child autism. Now, this is pretty interesting because the presiding judge, Nicola Di Leo, considered another piece of damning evidence. This was a 1,271-page confidential GlaxoSmithKline report. And this industry document provided ample evidence of adverse events from the vaccine, including 5 known cases of autism resulting from the vaccine's administration during its clinical trials. So that's a confidential report. It is available on the internet. We have the link to that report contained within that article up at InfoWars.com. Now, coming up, Conan O'Brien has weighed in on the vaccine debate. He's taken a jab at parents who decide not to vaccinate their children. Now, of course, his is just satire, but the program didn't mention any of the potential side effects of being immunized, of course. But first, we're going to have some more controversy surrounding that video of the Jordanian pilot who was burned alive by ISIS.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction. Offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A guest who appeared on Voice of Israel, Israel's biggest English language broadcast network, sensationally claimed that ISIS faked the burning of Jordanian pilot Youssef al-Kasabeh and that the highly produced video was acted out. Author Thomas Wichter said that the pilot was probably ordered to act out the scene and was actually killed at a later date. Take a listen.
They shot him. They didn't burn him alive because they would not have been able to control him if he was being burned alive. And they couldn't risk things going wrong by actually burning him alive.
So what you're saying is they got him to act it out?
Yes.
They're like, jump up and down.
Exactly.
Flap your arms.
If you look at I found a very high resolution version of the video, and he's clearly being directed every step of the way. And if you look at how he behaves as he's allegedly burning, he's got his hands on his head. He's bowing his head. He looks very regretful. And then he sinks to his knees, sort of begging for forgiveness. And I believe that they probably, or they almost certainly told him that he would live if he cooperated. And who could blame him? I mean, who could blame him?
Right.
If I were in his shoes, I would have done exactly the same thing. Okay, the cage is obviously made of aluminum pipe and sheet metal and tin. If you look at it, you can see the black paint has scraped off, and it's silver underneath. And iron rods don't come in silver. So they had this little flimsy cage, and they were giving him directions. It was all because if you set someone on fire for real, you can't control them. You don't know what they'll do. He could have knocked over the cage.
Host Mottl Wolf and Voice of Israel video director Ryan Lifshitz agreed that the video was probably staged.
I thought immediately when this thing was released, and I'm not an expert by any means, I just have a lot of opinions. I thought immediately, like, this is fake. There's no way this guy's going to stand there and let himself be set on fire. I'm here with our videographer for our station here in Jerusalem, and he concurred. He, you know, he told me all about CGI and the computer-animated one.
Fox News' Shepard Smith also reported the artificial screams were dubbed into the video.
At this point, there's canned music and in the background, and screaming, which sounds like it's edited in, not like it's part of the images on the screen.
It's being claimed today that the pilot was heavily sedated, and that that's why he didn't scream out in pain. This wouldn't be the first time that the authenticity of ISIS execution videos have been questioned, and not just by conspiracy theorists. An international forensic science company, which has worked for police forces across Britain, said that camera trickery and slick post-production techniques were used during the James Foley beheading, and that the video may have been staged. Videos featuring Japanese hostages held by ISIS were also suspected of being staged or heavily edited, with inconsistencies in shadows suggesting the scene was not recorded outside, but inside a film studio. So what do you think? Was the Jordanian pilot video staged in any way? And if so, why would ISIS need to fake it? Let me know in the comments below. Check out the other videos, subscribe to the channel. I'm Paul Joseph Watson for Infowars.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the vaccine debate rages on in Washington, as well as is being played out of the mainstream media, what we're noticing is that anyone with a dissenting opinion is being demonized and ridiculed. So we just want to go ahead and put together a lengthy vaccine report. We're going to be compiling data, facts, and as well as testimony to just sort of give those of you who have questions about vaccines a little something to work with. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Matt Smith. He called into the Alex Jones Show to report his experiences with doling out vaccines. He has been a licensed practical nurse for 10 years. He's worked in long-term healthcare, home healthcare, and now he is teaching nursing classes at the collegiate level. So, Matt, thank you for coming on the show today. Now, obviously, you've been in the healthcare industry for a very long time. So what happened to kind of give you pause about vaccines?
Well, after being on the vaccine team for one day and seeing children get sick after receiving their vaccine, I came home exhausted and turned on TV, and I happened to catch the Larry King show, and he had a story, and it aired November 2nd, 2009, where he did a story about 19 deaths caused by the vaccine. And it was a vaccine that I was giving out that day.
Right. That was in 2009 when the H1N1 vaccine was going around. You're talking about Dr. Jay Gordon was on Larry King Live talking about 19 children dead from the H1N1 virus in that week alone, which a lot of discussion about that vaccine that was going around then.
And in response, I sent out an email to all my coworkers saying, hey, watch this report, because I felt it was my responsibility to inform them what's going on and that they might be given a shot that could kill somebody.
Wow. And so did your fellow employees respond back to you? Was there kind of some banter? And then what happened there internally?
Well, there was very little banter. I got one email saying you need to forward this one level higher. So I did. And at that point I got a phone call saying, hey, what are you doing using, this work email for personal use?
And of course, that's not personal use, because you're here talking to your team about, hey, isn't this the very vaccine that we're dealing with? And is this a concern? And so what did they basically tell you, to shut up or you're fired? Or?
Yeah, that's the cliff notes. Shut up, you're fired. But I wasn't going to go back anyway.
Yeah.
They wouldn't want me back, but I wouldn't have gone back, and I wasn't going to go back. But basically they said, shut up, you're fired. Stop using email. And they sent me a confidentiality agreement, threatening federal prosecution. And, pretty much scared me.
Wow.
I was a little scared.
All because you shared a video from a mainstream media outlet, discussing the death toll surrounding H1N1. Wow, yeah. That is completely unbelievable. Now, talk to me a little bit about your experience there, just the healthcare with vaccines. Like, what has made you really want to speak out about this, and what do you think people should know?
Well, the main thing is I want people to have a choice whether they want to be vaccinated or not.
Right. Well, you said you were seeing children getting sick there that day, giving out these vaccines. Describe that to me.
I just saw, one little girl got nauseated and her arm was hurting. And this was 6 years ago, Leanne. So, It was just a bad day. I didn't enjoy the whole thing. You know, the little kids all lined up, scared to death of needles, crying, you know, and thinking it was, you know, the thing about it is they're doing the right thing in their mind. They're going and doing the right thing, getting the vaccine. That's what they think. But we've just seen that the vaccines are not 100% safe.
Right. And that's kind of the thing, is that you'll hear about these cases of children getting sick immediately up to a day or so later. But those are not the stories that you'll hear on the mainstream media. You only want to hear the positive stories and how beneficial vaccines are, which is great in one respect, of course. But on the other hand, you can't fault parents for just having a little bit of concern that their child could possibly be that one child that has a really bad response from it.
Right. Well, I am not an expert on vaccines. I'll tell you that right now. I just wanted to talk about what I've seen, what I've heard, and how I was treated. And it was just like when it happened, it was just so astonishing that I was being threatened with, you know, federal prosecution. I don't remember the confidentiality agreement, what exactly it said, but it was all in red ink, you know, and it just, I had to just stop. I didn't want to email anybody. I didn't want to be on the team and just didn't want anything to do with it.
Right. And now you're teaching nursing classes at the collegiate level. So what do you tell your students?
You know, I tell them it's their choice. I tell them it's their choice.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? Having a choice. And that's the big issue here. It's not against, you know, being against vaccines or not. It's about mandatory vaccines and making sure that the government can't force you to take something against your will, force something into your child against your will, especially just kind of hammering home how the science is 100% proven when clearly it is not. Now switching gears here, just really briefly, we don't have a lot of time left, but you said you were there in Spokane with Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen out there with the sheriff. What do you think about that, being from Northern Idaho? That whole constitutional deal there.
Well, I'm really disappointed, to tell you the truth. I mean, he seems like a nice guy, but when he did that rhetorical InfoWars video coming out slamming Alex Jones and talking about taking things off the website that should be there and then bragging about how he's a constitutionalist, I thought it was really strange. I was just really disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate you getting out there and being one of those people there that joined the protest to kind of speak out about this. And of course, for continuing to speak out, you know, maybe about the dangers of vaccines. Matt, we'll take it to break with a little bit of your bumper music. You are in the hard hitting metal band Saint. I guess
Correct. Sometimes
being a rock star doesn't pay the bills. So you are also a college professor, but
that's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt. So that was Matt Smith adding his voice to the vaccine debate. But another person is Conan O'Brien. Now, he took his mainstream media platform opportunity to take a jab at parents who don't want to vaccinate their kids. But throughout the satire, he never once mentioned any of the potential dangers of immunization.
This is Jakari Jackson for InfoWars.com. I'm a big fan of the Conan O'Brien show, and he recently decided to get in on the vaccine debate. Let's take a look at this clip.
Daycare, we've created a safe environment for all children, vaccinated and unvaccinated, to grow together as complete equals.
And I like Conan, but as a fan of his show, when I saw this, I just couldn't help myself but make a video about it. But before we get into my opinions and just flat-out facts that I will present to you in a moment, let's ask a doctor what he thinks about the situation.
So how do you convince me? How do you convince the other parents out there that we need to do this?
Campbell, I'm going to get it.
Yes.
If that helps at all. But I'll tell you, my wife is not going to immunize our kids. Because I've got four of them, and when I go home, I'm not Dr. Oz, I'm Mr. Oz.
So you heard it right there. When he goes home, he's not Dr. Oz, he's Mr. Oz. And his wife said, I'll be damned if you vaccinate my kids. Now, let me be very clear. When I talk about vaccines, I don't think vaccines are inherently evil. I don't think that medication in general is bad. But if you read these vaccine inserts, you'll see that they can cause harmful side effects sometimes that are more severe than what the illness was itself that you were trying to get vaccinated from. And we'll go over those documents in just one moment. But since we're talking about Dr. Oz, let's do a throwback, a flashback to when he vaccinated Piers Morgan.
He seems like a completely competent doctor, but And I don't understand any of the, you know, the kind of biological aspects of the, you know, of the meds that, you
but
know.
We're both doing the maths, aren't we? We both saw him put that thing in my arm, and yeah, within 10 days, I'm just struck down.
And that clip is for everybody who says, well, if vaccines are harmful in any way, why don't we see people on TV talking about it? You just saw somebody on TV talking about it. And Piers Morgan isn't the only one. That was the influenza vaccine, but they also have the HPV vaccines that Katie Couric talked about on her program.
Right before eighth grade, my doctor convinced my mom to give me Gardasil. He said it was supposed to prevent cervical cancer.
He highly encouraged me to get the vaccine, even though we had no history of cervical cancer in our family.
So I ended up getting all three shots, and then after each shot, I got sick. After the first two shots, I was sick for about a week each time. And after the third shot, I got sick without getting better.
She was nauseous and she had severe headaches and she couldn't get it out of the bed.
But that segment got Katie Couric in some hot water. As you can see, Katie Couric's show on HPV vaccine sparks backlash. The people who get a lot of funding from the pharmaceutical companies weren't happy about that at all. The segment included personal stories from two moms who claimed their daughters suffered serious harm from the vaccine. One of them died. In addition, the show featured two physicians, one who researched the vaccine and thinks its long-term protection benefits are oversold, and one who recommends them to her patients. And once again, if vaccines are harmful in any way, why don't you hear people on TV talking about it? Another person on TV talking about it. But let's talk about vaccines in general. I got several here. I got meningitis. I got influenza. So we'll go over some of these inserts and share them with you guys. And this is the influenza insert provided to me by the Walgreens Pharmacy. Possible side effects. Let's see, we have back pain, chills, shivering, cough, diarrhea, general body discomfort, headache, irritability, mild bruising, pain, redness, swelling, or tenderness at the injection site, mild fever, muscle ache, sore throat, stuffy nose. Severe side effects, burning, numbness, tingling, decreased movement of the facial muscles, decreased movement or sensation in the arm or shoulder, fainting, loss of appetite, muscle weakness, seizures, severe or persistent headache or fever, vision changes, vomiting. Which sounds to me a whole lot like the flu. So, I mean, maybe they're playing semantics here, but it sounds like all the symptoms you can get potentially from the flu shot are just as bad, if not worse, than the flu itself. Decreased movement of the face muscles. Yeah, I never had that from the flu. And that's just one of them. We also have meningitis, a very popular vaccine for college students. Side effects include severe allergic reaction, very high fever, or behavior changes. Signs of allergic reaction can include hives, swelling of the face and throat, difficulty breathing, fast heartbeat, dizziness, and weakness. So once again, if you choose to vaccinate yourself or your kids, that's your business, but I think you do have a right to know these facts about the vaccines that they will not tell you in these late night joke sessions. Let's move now to a hepatitis vaccine. The adverse reactions include, but definitely are not limited to, a fever less than or equal to 100.4 degrees in 9.1 cases after the first dose or 11.3 after the second dose, which is to say about 10% of the cases you could potentially catch a fever from taking this hepatitis A shot, but of course they don't want to tell you that. Once again, you know, I'm not against vaccines, I'm not against medicines in general, but I think you should educate before you vaccinate, and if these things concern you like they do me, definitely take that in consideration before you go get stuck. We'll end tonight with this, my favorite part of Conan's video. And it's always my bewilderment that people who are vaccinated are always so concerned about getting the disease, getting the virus from somebody else who is not vaccinated. So in this end clip, you'll see a child have their, you know, bubble punctured, and now they have to eject them from the school system even though all the other children are vaccinated. And logically, the unvaccinated child should not be a threat to the other healthy children. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
And in the event of danger, Kind Hearts has procedures in place to keep your beautiful children safe with minimal disruption. Kind Hearts Daycare.
That's it for the show tonight. Thank you for watching. If you are watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel. You can also become a Prison Planet member for just $29.95 a year, and your username and password can be shared with up to 20 people at the same time. You're going to find a lot of content there that you will not find on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in to the show tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.